Shabbos. So today we'll discuss some halachas of Sphira Sa'ima, the sphere itself, where the sugya, where the Rishonim discuss Sphira Sa'ima is at the end of Perek Arvei Pesachim, the last amid over here. The Ran, the Baal Ma'ar, have a discussion about Sphira Sa'ima. And we try to go through different nekudas that are negar. There's a sugya menachas, Daf Samach Vav, where over there it talks about whether we count the weeks or the days, or we count both. What happens if you only count one? That's a sugya menachas. And then we also have the psukim, going back to the psukim in the Torah, where if we take a look in Pashas Emor, over there the Torah tells us that on the day of the second day of Pesach, which is Tezayin Nisan, so they brought the carbon oima. They brought the oima to the new tefu that was just cut. It was ktsiras oima. They cut the oima. They brought it to the Besmidish, to the kohen. The kohen did a tenufa with it, and then he counted the svartam lechem, counted tisbru hamishim yom, counted 50 days. Towards Shavuos, where then they were going to bring the first carbon from the new Tevuah, which is the Shtei Alechem, the carbon of the Shtei Alechem. So the Torah is telling us over here that there's a mitzvah to count from the Omer, the Tenufas HaOmer, on to Zion, to the day they're going to bring the carbon of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. And therefore Shavuos is always going to be the 50th day from this counting. The question is, this matter is that we do not have a Beis Hamikdash. We do not bring Karbanos. So what are we doing when we do Sphira Sa'ima? So there's one group of Rishonim, which may be the Rav Rishonim, hold that it's Midrabanan. It's Taka Midrabanan. It's Midrabanan Ba'alma. Zeichel Hamikdash, which is similar to what HaMeimer says over there in the Gemara Menachos, that Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'almahu, it's Zeichel HaMikdash. That which we're counting Omer every night, we're counting as a Zeichel for what they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the meaning is that afterwards, the Mishmur brings down Sivkatin Yud. Mishmur brings that the meaning is to say Yiratzin Shibara Beis Hamikdash Be'er V'Meinu Sechel Kevus Yisechel. Since the mitzvah is built on Zechel HaMikdash, so at the same time we're mispalo that the Beis Hamikdash should be built. Or we say Harachman Yachzalanu, which is also a lashon of Tefillah, that the Beis Hamikdash should be built soon. So that's why we say the Tefillah of Harachman of Yachzalanu Beis Hamikdash Be'er Kaima. However, the Rambam seems to hold that it's Doraisa. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zusha Sphira Sa'ima tells are called Ish Yisrael. It's on every single Ish Yisrael. B'chol Makom u'b'chol Zman. Which means even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah itself of Rambam Zilchus Tmidim Musafin. Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet. Sounds like there's a mitzvah d'oraisa nowadays also. And the obvious question is, what's the mitzvah d'oraisa nowadays? So there's a medrash. The medrash says that when Klal Yisrael were about to leave Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, but snap, he told him that the ois, what's the purpose of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim? Tavdun on this har. That they can come to our Sinai and then be Mekabel the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that. So they were about to leave, and they left, and they turned to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we left Mitzrayim, but where are we headed to? We want the Torah. We're waiting for the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Kabbalah the Torah doesn't just come 1, 2, 3. You have to count, you have to wait 49 days for that, you have to prepare yourself for it. And what Klal Yisrael did at that time was, they started to count towards Kabbalah Satera. Says the Ran, this Haggadah, this Medrash, is a nice Medrash, but it's not, it's a nice Medrash, and it's a good thing to keep in mind, but it's Derech Midrash, it's Derech Drosh. It's a Drash, it's a Medrash. To show how exciting Klai Yisrael was to count towards Kabbal Sater. But the Rambam, the Maisa, holds that it's a mitzvah deraisa. So if you take a look at the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah Shin Vav, says the Sefer Achinuch, beautiful Chinuch to look at. He says, Pshat is that the mitzvah is, says, what's the ikar of this world? Says, Ikra and Shay Yisrael, what's the Ikra of Klai Yisrael? Torah. Torah, Nivru, Shemayim, Aretz, V'Yisrael. Shemayim was Aretz, and Yisrael were all created for Torah. Yimlai Brisi, Yom V'Layla, V'Goyma. V'Hi Ha Ikra V'Asiba Shenigalu V'Yatza Mitzrayim. And that's the Ikra why they left Mitzrayim. Kedei Shei Kabla Torah B'Sinai. V'Kaimua. So they should be Mekabla Torah B'Sinai and be Mekaimit. He goes on. Umipnei Kain, he says in the next paragraph. Kihi called Ikron Shal Yisrael. This is the Ikr of Ikr Yisrael. And this is why the Nigalu. Nitztavinu. This is why we were mitzvah to count. Mimachas Yantv Shal Pesach Ad Yom Nesin Zatera. Laharois bin Avshenu. To show within ourselves. Hachifetz Hagadol. We're showing how we can't wait. We're pushing. We want the day already. It should be now. We can't wait for that day. Nichsaf. It hurts us. We're in tzar that we have to wait so long. I would love to have it now, but what can I do? I'm counting down to get to it. If so, Frektech Sefer Achinuch, so then if we're counting down to that day, so we should start 49 days left, right? Chassan, what will Chassan do? They have a big calendar in their room and they check off the dates, how many days left. It says, because if you can start off 49 days left, to the, you might lose hope. So we start off 1 day gone, 2 days gone. So he says, okay, so when we're most of the way through, we should change. To now start counting down to that day. So now since most of the way you went like this, we continue like that. But the idea is that we're counting down to the day that we're waiting for. The Fizeh, perhaps, that's what the Rambam learned also, and that's the mitzvah deraisa. In the L'shem Yichud, that there are many that say, over there it says, the Kaya mitzvah asay, which means that either it's going like the Shita Sarambam, that's Taka Mitzvah Zaseh Bizmanenu, or even if it's not a Mitzvah Zaseh Bizmanenu, it's a Dindra Banan, but we're being spalled L'Shem Yichud, that we're doing a mitzvah which comes off a mitzvah by the Mikdash, which was to count to the Karbonayma, either way. The Baal Ma'ar has a question. Baal Ma'ar asks a question. He says, one second. Mitzvahs that come Yizman Lizman, so there's a din of Shachianu. We say a bracha of Shachianu. Why is there no Shachianu when we, for Sfir Zaymer? Right? The second night, when you're about to count, the second night of Pesach, before you count, you say Shachianu v'Yanu Lizman Azeh. Says the Baal Ma'ar, because since it's a Zechel HaMikdash, he's going like those Rishonim. It's a zeichel lemikdash. It's a tzar. It's a pain. It hurts. It hurts us. It's not a time of simcha. We don't have the mikdash. We wish we could count for the carbon ha'imeh. And we can't. So it's not a time of simcha. He says, L'sfir za'imeh ein bo'y zeichel l'shum ha'no'a el la'agmes nefesh l'chorben bayis me'avienu. It's a painful thing that we have to only do a zechar, not so you don't say shachar on that. So what about according to the Rambam that's mitzvah deraisa and we count it to matan Torah? So Shurkin Harikat then brings down a mordegavart. He says because based on the chinuch that we mentioned, because I can't see it also, based on the chinuch, tak also not simcha. I want it today. You want to wait for Torah? This is the ikar of Klal Yisrael. This is the ikar of your life. It's Torah. You're going to wait until then? Which means, when you come to Shavuos, you have to have a feeling of a new Kabbalah Satayra, right? Because what's your first thought? I have Torah ready. What am I counting for? No, you're counting for a new Kabbalah Satayra. So you got to prepare yourself. The Shavuos is a whole new Kabbalah Satayra. But anyway, that's a Shavuos. But Agabarim, so he says, no, it's painful. And that's the Lashon of the Chinuch is Medayik. I can't wait. I want it already. You're making me wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want this man. I want to pass this man to get to there. So therefore, there's no shachiyah. Perhaps that's why the chilek between lo oimer and ba oimer. If we're counting to the oimer, to the carbon, it says lo oimer. Ba oimer is within the time, the tkufa of the oimer, right? If you hold that, it's the rabbanon, zechel and mikdash, so then it's lo oimer. The zechel and mikdash, we're counting towards to bring in the carbon aimer. Ba'aimer means we're not counting to the carbon, so why are we talking about the aimer? Because this is the tekufa when they brought the carbon aimer. So we count ba'aimer, we're in the tekufa of the aimer. It was a counting in the Torah of the aimer, we're doing the counting for the Torah, but this is in the tekufa. That's why there are those that like to say both. Ba'aimer, lo'aimer. Because it's not a stira. You're doing both. You're counting al tzeichel mikdash to the carbon, and you're also counting for the kabbalah satayra. Those are different minhagim. There's many nafkaminas. If it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan, one nafkamin is a kuf peites. Over here in Kuf Beites Siv Dalet, sorry, Tuf Beites Siv Dalet says, the Rama says over here, "Chshegi azman asurin lechol at sheyisper." Once the zman gets dark outside, zman can't start to eat. I feel his cholachol paisik v'seifer. You should stop to count. Miu im his cholachol kaidum sheyizman. You start before you enter chlapsing. Says the Mishnah Brura, paisik v'seifer. Hainu leman damas sphere bizman. Said the oiraisa. That's according to the man damas. That's the oiraisa. Vimken l'didan din aktin and sphere bizman. Said the rabbanon. Any paisik, you don't have to stop. However, he says, Yesh Ma'achayim Shekosu, that the Rama was choshish for that sheet to the Raisa, and therefore he was choshish that he shouldn't stop. But here's the nafkamina. If the sphere is the Rabbanan, so you don't have to stop eating. If it's the Raisa, you don't have to stop eating. Another nafkamina is in Simit Samach, Seif Dalit, Chava says, Mitzvah Shrichis Kavana. Mitzvahs need kavana. Comes on the Magen Avraham over there, says mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa needs kavana. I need to be mechavin before I do the mitzvah that what I'm doing is for the mitzvah. It's the Rabbanan don't. Mishnah Berurah over there brings down other achrayim that disagree with the Magen Avraham. Say no. He actually brings the Magen Avraham, then he brings other achrayim that say no. You always need kavana even if it's a mitzvah Rabbanan. Being nafkaminas, you take a look over here by us. The halacha is, let's say your friend comes over to you. Your friend comes over to you and he asks you, what's today's sphira? Right? Before this nafkamina, it says over here, before the nafkamina of your friend, in Sif Gimel says, I'm a spallel in matziba mi baidyayim. So you're davening with the tzibah, the tzibah is davening mayer while it's still light outside. And they're going to say sfira. Moine imohem b'lei bracha. You count with them without a bracha. V'im yiske b'layla yivarech v'yispar. Haga. Now look at Ramah. Vafilu ana amen al berchas hakal. Even if he answered amen to the brach of the kal, imahaya daite shaloi lotzeis yachzav yivarech v'yisbav layla. If I had kavana not to be yaitza when I counted and I answered amen to the brach of the kal, then I can make a bracha later on. Says Mishbru Yitzayin. So if you hold that sphere is a mitzvah drabanan, so according to the Magen Avraham, the mitzvah drabanan do not need kavana. So if you were not mechaven loylatzeis, so then in a stama you were yaitza. But after paskin leel the mitzvah shrichs kavana, even though we paskin that even by drabans you should have kavana. Efshalini bracha, but lini bracha could be you have to go with the Magen Avraham. That's stame you yaitza. So you need to have kavan shaloi latzis. And this is why in shul, the chazan says the bracha, right? And then the tziba says the bracha. So you'll see certain places, it's brought down, that the kal should have kavan shaloi latzis. Because even if you didn't have kavan shaloi latzis, stama yu yaitza. The next halacha, Misha Shalai Say Chaver. Your friend comes over to you and says, Kami yame asfir bezel laila. Says, M'chabi, yoymalei esmol hayikach vekach. Tell him that yesterday was this and this amount. Shim yoymalei hayyun kach vekach. And yachalach zon limnes bebracha. You won't be able to repeat the bracha. One second. I don't understand. Why not? I was answering his question. What was I doing? Answering his question. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, this is only true if the mitzvah sphere is deraisa. I'm sorry, this is only true by deraisa you need to have kavana. But if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka on the Chav Beis, says lachs of limnes v'bracha shekva yotzim zeidei sfira lemanda ama mitzvah zein tzrichis kavana. But after anan kaimla on the tzrichis kavana, he says even though we pass and that even by a drabani you need kavana, v'ze haloi loy kivin lotzis, when he answered his friend's question, he didn't have kavana to be yotza, but linya bracha tzarech lachmer. Again, we're talking about a bracha over here. And therefore, he gives other eitzes. You should the Farish have kavana shaloi lotzeis, or when we get to the weeks, just say the days and not the weeks. But akabadim, you see over here, there's a question of kavana. These are nafkamins that come up between. Now, when do we count? When do we count? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Bilel Sheni Achar Tefilas Arvis, if the Ma'ariv, Maschil Lisbara Oime, if the Ma'ariv, Zakh the Mishnah Berurah, Koidim Aleinu, before Aleinu. So first of all, there's different minhag. Some that are neg before Aleinu, some that are neg after Aleinu, which, again, Ari Kedem has a nice shtickle there. What is Aleinu? Is Aleinu the seam of Tefillah? Or Aleinu is before you leave the basic nesses? We find this discussion in many other areas of halacha. If I'm davening shachris and musib, do I say aleinu after shachris, or I wait until after musib? Davening mincha ma'ariv together. Different minhagim. Ba'akopanim, if aleinu is part of tefillah, so then first you say aleinu and then you say a sfira. But if aleinu is before you leave the basic nesses to prepare yourself for the road, so then, Sfira goes first. Now, why are we waiting until after Ma'ariv? Right? It's about to get dark. And soon it's going to be Laila. So why are we waiting until after Ma'ariv? So the Bir Halacha brings down the Marketzia. The Marketzia of Yaakov Emdin. He said, Echanami, you should not wait until after Ma'ariv. The Mechaber, in the days of the Mechaber, was just a practical thing. They used to daven early Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv ended by Laila. They started before Laila, ended by Laila. So the first possible moment to say Sphira was after Ma'ariv. But for you, if you're down in Ma'ariv later, then you should say Sphira earlier. Why would I say Sphira earlier? Because there's a din of Tmimais. Not only is there a din Tmimais in the beginning point, in the end point, but there's a din Tmimais in each day. Every day there's a din Tmimais. The earlier, right? Sarach Lagdumi is the Lashon Nishmura. You have to be makdim it as much as you can to the beginning of the night. The Zinyan too. So the Marxist says, of course, the Zinyan to me, Mois. You should do it right away. Says the Chok Yaakov, says the Bir Alocha, ach, Chok Yaakov disagrees. Chok Yaakov says, no, one second, we have a klal from Sechta Menachas, which is learned out of a pasi, Tadeh V'sheni, Tadeh, Tadeh, Kaidim. And you have two mitzvahs in front of you. I have a mitzvah of Tadeh, I have a mitzvah which is constant, a mitzvah she'enei tadir. Right, so Ma'ariv is every night. Sfiras Hayom is only 49 nights a year. So now I have two mitzvahs here. We go with the tadir. Tadir is kaidah. So therefore, first you daven Ma'ariv and then you daven Sfiras Hayom.
Not that I'm
arguing for another. As soon as it turns night, at the same moment, you have two chiyuvim. You have the chiyuv of Ma'ariv, you have the chiyuv of Sfira. Tadir, b'she'enei tadir kaidah. Who cares? But you have right now a chiyuv. Now, there's another klal there in the Gemara by Tadir v'sheini Tadir u'mekudesh. If you have a mitzvah which is Tadir, the second mitzvah which was any Tadir, but there's also a kedusha to it, or there's an inyan to it, so then it goes first. So Mark Tzir says, yeah, over here it's Tar v'sheini Tadir u'mekudesh, because there's an inyan of Tzmimas. Should go first. Comes over of Maisha, he says, I don't understand this Markitzi at all. It's a Maila. Tmimus is a Maila. Maila doesn't override Tadir. Says, Imamish doesn't understand the Markitzi. Tadir does not override a Maila doesn't override the Indian of Tadir. Tadir always goes first. Therefore, you should always do Maira first. That's what he says. So therefore we do Ma'ariv, we do Sfira, and then we do now. What happens if, let's say, what happens if Friday night, I Mikav Shabbos early, I daven Ma'ariv early, right, so they clap on the bima, everyone should remember to say Krishma later, and count Sfira Sa'ima later. Now I'm in the middle of the Suda, and gets dark outside, we're holding my benching, I have a choice to do Sfira Sa'ima or Berachas HaMazon. What do I do first? So, Shagazai says, well, look, Berachas HaMazon of Shabbos, of Sfira Sa'ima is 49 days. Berachas HaMazon of Shabbos is at least 50, right? It's at least 50 weeks. So Berachas HaMazon goes first. So what happens if after Ma'ariv tonight is Kish Levana, right? So now, do I do Kish Levana first or do I do Sfira Sa'ima first? So the Fidush Agasaye that Sfira Sa'ima is counted as 49 times. Sfira Sa'ima is 12 times. I mean, Kish Levana is 12. So then Sfira goes first. Ad Achreinim, there's a big Machlekes Achreinim in many areas of Tadir V'Sheini Tadir. Other Acharim say, no, that's not how we daven up Tadir. Even though it's 49 times, but it's one tkufa during the year. So it's counted only as one. Sphere is only one. Sphere is not counted as 49. Sphere is one. Kish Levana is every month. So therefore it's 12 times a year. So that's more Tadir. So what happens, I came late to shul. I walked into shul and they're up to Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not going to be able to find another minion, or I'm not going to be able to go to another minion to daven the way I'm supposed to daven, which is Berachas Kriyas Shema and Ma'ariv. So I have a heter to daven by Ma'ariv, I have a heter, not by Shachar, by Ma'ariv, I have a heter to daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibar. And then after Shemoneh Esrei, do Berachas Kriyas Shema with Krishma. So I daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibar. Now the Tzibar is about to say Sfira Sa'ima. And I have to do Sfira Sa'ima and Berachas Kriyas Shema. What do I do first? So lechayra bechskish shmas is tadir. Shmas is tadir. So that should go first. But Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shla, and Rav Moshe also brings down. There's a special inyan that sphere should be done by tzibur. So once there, I'm going to lose out the mile of tzibur. Oh, Rav Moshe said tzibur doesn't override tadir. Right, so then the feed that, even though there's a mile of saying with the tzibur, first you should say berachas kishma, that's sphere. However, if there's a chance you're going to forget to say sphira, then say it first. Better to do it then. But if you're not going to forget, so then tadir goes first, say berachas kishma first. Could be in Friday night, if I daven earlier, and then I'm, even though I have to say over Krishma, it could be, since I already said Krishma, it's not going to be a problem of Tadir Vishen Tadir, because that Krishma that I said already, which Yishlod and what that gather is, so you guys, the Eilu that's learning first paragraph brachas to be magda that, what that Krishma is that we said earlier. Baal Kapanim, so these are different scenarios that come up. The Nigeya, the counting of spirits of Omer. Now let's say I forgot to count one night. So then I should count during the day, even though during the day it's not tamimus, like if I count during the night. At night also, there's an inyan to have an earlier mayav during these days, so you could get sphere in earlier. There are people that are makba to daven the first time you can daven ma'ariv so that they can say tzvira earlier every day. But you have the whole night, it's fine. During the day, we count without a bracha. Count without a bracha. And then the next night, I can continue with a bracha. Now, what happens if I got a complete day? Not at night, not during the day. So here we have a major machlokes rishayim. Most rishayim hold that you could still count. We look at each day separately. Bahag says, no, you lost your sphere. You lost your sphere. You lost that in tmimus. What does that mean, you lost that tmimus? It means that, let's say it was the 47th night, so it means I said 46 brach levatolas. That's it. Voices, but let's say I know the idea that I am going to miss. I never make it. It doesn't work. I don't go to Meirev. I don't stay to the end of Meirev. I have a tendency to miss. Or someone knows that they're going into operation and they're going to be out for a day. They're not going to be able to count. Should they not start counting because of this Bahag? No. So Pshat the Bahag is not that it's one big unit, because if it was one big unit, you only say one bracha in the beginning, and that's it. Alright, we say bracha every night. It means that each night needs to be tmimus based on the past nights. Tonight is 20, it's tmimus of 20 because I counted 19-20. So until I miss, there's no bracha levatolas. So even if you know you for sure gonna miss, also, there's no problem, because until you miss, it's not a bracha levatola. You had tamimus. You had a tamimus of 20. You had a tamimus of 21. You missed on 23, so now you don't have tamimus anymore when it comes to 24. That's the chiddush of the Bahag. So what happens if I tell the guy, you continue counting without a bracha? He says, if it's already without a bracha, I'm not going to end up doing it. Try to convince him. Talk about possibly a mitzvah deraisa. It's with a bracha. Is there room to allow him to continue with a bracha? Maybe, perhaps. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva by tefillin. Someone who davens early, every day, right? In England, there's tkufis where if you go to work, you have to daven before the zman. So it's before this man that you're allowed to put on tefillin. It's after Alois. It's before this man putting on tefillin. So Rav Moshe says, Bamis, All right, so Shulchan Aruch says you should put on tefillin later in the day. Daven, put on tefillin late. Moshe says, we can let him put on tefillin without a bracha. Since he slept during the night, and the sheet is the hold, you could, so we can let him put on, says Rav Moshe, but if you know that by telling him to put on without a bracha, he's going to be mezalzel in the mitzvah, and he's not going to end up doing it, so you can let him make a bracha also. Because there's what to rely on. So maybe we also, since Rav Paiskim hold, that not like the Bahag, says what to rely on, so maybe we also will do that. Noshim, very interesting. Women do Sefirah Saima or not? So many women do Sefirah Saima. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Shulchan Shleima. And does anyone remember which Mishnah Berurah that was? Where he brings that Shulchan Shleima? Where he brings the Noshim? Oh, here. Sifkat and Gimel. Noshim avadim peturis mitzvah zu dem mitzvah zesh is magram. Chasim magram miuk va shav yalei chayva. So therefore they should do it. Uchim duma the medina sein lei nahigi noshi kal lisper. Because of the sefer shulchan shleima al kapanim lo yivarchu. Why? Da bevada yitu biyom echad. They're for sure going to make a mistake one day. Vegam apiroi v'inam yoydim pir shamidus. So Pirsha Milas nowadays, our women are pretty learned. They go to school, they know Pirsha Milas. So that we're not worried about. Bivada Yitu, so we tell them to buy a calendar. But I understand, let's say, yeah, Bivada Yitu, then what? Okay, so when they make the mistake, right, we just finished saying that even according to the Bahag, Yivada, you're going to miss a day, you should still start counting. So let them at least start until they miss. What's the problem? So if you look at the Shulchan Shleima inside, you know what he says there? He says, Bevade Yit'u, and they're going to continue counting with a bracha, because they're not going to know that the halach is not to count with a bracha. They're going to think, okay, missed the day, I can still continue. That's the problem. So therefore, Mitzvah Hashem, you'll have a wife, you'll tell her, you want to count? Buy a calendar so you won't forget. And you should just know, if you do forget, you can't count afterwards with a bracha. She'll probably know from when she's single, but you can remind her. So then you don't have the problem. Then she can count. And then back to the Magen Avraham, then you can count. Okay. In the times of Chofetz Chaim, they pashted, the women couldn't read Hebrew. They didn't understand Hebrew.
And Rav
didn't, at least. Why, where did they hear? Berlin, okay, Berlin was, for other reasons they understood. Fine. I'll go it. Anyways, okay, we should have a good Sfira and be zeichet to the Kabbalah Satayra.